created a dating profile. Thankfully, I have been married so long, I missed that particular technological advance. But I hear that you have to, you know, plug in your interests and what you're looking for, all in the hopes that you're going to find the perfect match. FeeDuck is kind of like that, but for real estate agents. If you're looking to buy a home, finding the best agent for you, someone who's going to meet your needs, can be kind of difficult, especially if you don't have a strong referral. FeeDuck is an online tool that is trying to make it simple. You plug in some basic information about the kind of home you're selling, and FeeDuck takes it from there. Its co-founder is Warren Mascarenhas. He is here to tell us more. Hello there.
Hi, how are you doing?
FeeDuck, what does that even mean, FeeDuck?
It's ducking fees.
Ducking fees.
Yes.
Okay, because I'm just picturing the actual duck swimming in the water. Ducking fees. I got it. Okay, so how does it work?
So what it is, it's home sellers and buyers leverage the demand for their business by having real estate agents compete for it. So on the seller side, a real estate agent would bid down a commission rate. And on the buyer side, a real estate agent would bid up a rebate. So at the end of the auction, they would get cash back in their pocket in both ways.
So I'm a consumer. I'm looking to sell my house, for example. I go on FeeDuck, and what happens from there?
So you'd enter in some information about your house, right? Your street, your size of house, what you're looking for a real estate agent to provide services, whether it be comprehensive marketing package, virtual tours. You then enter into an auction in which agents that service your particular area would be notified. They would log on. They would bid down their commission rate based on the variables that you've put in. So, you know, services that you want provided based on property details. At the end of the auction, you get an introduction to an agent who's willing to sell your house for a lowered commission rate.
Now, we're a national show. Commissions can vary regionally.
Yeah.
Give us an example of what a current commission is and how the auction process might bring that commission down.
Absolutely. So in Ontario, it's usually 2.5% for the seller and 2.5% for the buying agent, so a combined 5%.
Okay.
So an average in the GTA, with FeeDuck, you're probably looking around 3%, right? So you're saving about 2% on commission fees. Out west, they have a system where the first 100,000 is either 6% or 7%, and then the remaining is 3%. And we would bid down the remaining portion because you get the most value of that.
Why would an agent be willing to leave so much of their commission, or not leave it on the table, but give it back to the seller in this case?
That's a great question. So what we do is we've tried to go out and talk to our agents, especially the more successful ones on our platform, the more successful agents just in general. And the two points that we tend to hear most often is, one, you're getting direct access to a qualified, very verified lead. So you're not spending thousands of dollars on billboard ads or on bus stops. This is, you're paying for the lead that you get. And the second one, which tends to be the bigger one, is you're getting more for sale signs on lawns. And when it comes to real estate agents, the best marketing that you could have is for sale and sold signs. That's how you're going to grow your brand. That's how you're going to maintain your brand.
How does FeeDuck make money?
So we get paid from the winning agent. So he pays us for that lead, for administrating the auction, for the right to an introduction to the home seller or buyer.
How much?
$170 plus tax.
$170. Yeah. So if you're an agent, you're thinking, okay, I can spend $170 in this way, or I could spend $170 sponsoring the community fun fair, and that's popcorn, and I put out some flyers, and maybe I'll get a client, maybe I won't. You're saying, well, you're going to quite likely get a client because you won this auction. What's the percentage of those who are matched on FeeDuck that end up moving forward in a business relationship, and what percentage drops off?
So we have about a mid 70% connection rate. So what that means is the agent gets the introduction. They'll meet with the home seller or buyer. They'll present what their services are going to offer, and then they're going to move forward to the listing stage. So at that listing stage, we have about a 70 to 75% connection rate, depending on territory.
So 70% move to the listing stage, where we have a deal. We've got a signed piece of paper that says, we're going to work together. I'm not going to work with 12 other agents. I'm going to work with you.
Yeah.
70% of the time.
Yeah.
How do you vet agents? So there's so many. How many agents are in Canada, by the way? I don't even know. Like, tons.
Well, I can tell you around Toronto alone, it's over 50,000.
50.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there is definitely a lot.
So you vet 50,000 agents?
The agents that sign up on our platform.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So how do you vet the ones that sign up?
We do have about a 55% approval rate. So 45% of agents that sign up don't meet the qualifications.
How many?
Or the criteria. About 45% of the
do
agents.
Not.
Yeah. So what we look for is, A, you got to work for one of a full service brokerages, like your Remaxes, your Century 21s. Two is we're looking for someone with good, strong online marketing presence. If I'm on an online platform and I see an agent, the first thing I'm going to do is Google that person. So they have to have good online presence. And three is they got to have no knocks on them on the real
estate.
Where
do you get that? So you go to the real – you take the applicant and you match it with their real estate board profile.
Yeah.
What's your way to vet jerks? How do you vet the jerks? How do you get the jerks off the platform?
Real estate agents?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I say that not as a knock on real estate. It's just in every industry.
Absolutely.
There are people who are amazing and people who are jerks.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a couple ways. One is you can look at online reviews, which we do in our vetting process,
right? It's laborious. How long do you take to vet a person? Like, is that a human thing, or do you have AI that can do this for you?
No, right now it's human, unfortunately. But hopefully we'll get to the stage where we can have some sort of artificial intelligence do that for us. The second part is they tend to vet themselves out. So, we do listen to our sellers. We do listen to our buyers. We communicate with them when we verify our leads. So we do have a conversation with our buyers and sellers as well, and we'll follow up with them after. So if we start getting, any negative feedback on an agent, the first thing we'll do is we'll provide them with another option. And we'll have a conversation with that agent, right? And if it's a reoccurring thing, that agent's going to be kicked off our platform.
How do you factor in the intangibles? So there are many things. Great that I got a discount on the commission, but do they get – if I'm a buyer, do they get my sense of style? Do they communicate in a way that I want to communicate? How do you – factor those other things? Or is that after the auction was won, you meet them and you say, they just don't get me?
Yeah, exactly. So the seller and the buyer, they aren't committed to the real estate agent that they get from VDOC. They still have to go through the whole process of meeting with them and making sure that's a proper fit, right? So it's zero cost and zero risk for a seller or a buyer. The plus is you're getting either rebate or you're saving thousands in commissions. But if you meet with a real estate agent and it's not the fit, then we always ask our sellers and buyers to circle back, give us some feedback. And if we have a real estate agent in mind that matches what you're looking for, we'll make that introduction.
Do you think your service is going to increase fee competitiveness in the marketplace?
Among agents?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because normally people just take the fee as the fee as the fee as the fee.
Exactly.
Don't think about dickering on it because it just is the fee. Now it introduces the prospect that we could actually negotiate our fees, whether we go through FeeDuck in the auction process or we just, you know, call up a person whose sign we have seen and you say, listen, I think you can do better on the fee. Give me a better price.
Yeah, absolutely. I think more and more people are getting comfortable with the fact that they can negotiate real estate fees. Not a lot of people knew that those fees that you can negotiate down. I think we're bringing more and more attention to it. And I think the easier it makes our sellers and buyers to get into houses, the better it is. That's kind of what we're going for.
Do you believe that the real estate market and the concerns about it now are better for your business or worse for your business? Like in the heyday 2 years ago, it's like anything sells, it's going for $1 billion more than it was last year.
Yeah.
Which is better, the euphoria and the speculative market or something that's more measured and more perhaps more competitive?
Well, more measured, more competitive means there's going to be more agents that are just
hungry.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So both works. When the market's booming, you obviously have more volume out there, some more inventory. And when the inventory is down a little bit, you just have more demand for the actual lead. So both works for us. We've noticed that across Canada, there's times when BC is hot and Alberta might not be. And there's signs when Montreal is hot right now and Toronto's kind of taking a step back. So it kind of all balances itself out.
Would a top agent ever engage in an auction process?
Yes.
It would seem to me that they've got referrals. Why would they denigrate their profit margin?
So first of all, agents that are on our site are anonymous. So people don't go on. They can't see what agents are on there. So they're not really taking knock on their brand. But it goes back to the second point I mentioned prior, where you're getting more for sale and sold signs and you're maintaining that branding.
Interesting. Warren, thanks for joining us today.
No problem. Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate the time.
Warren Mascarenhas is with FeeDuck, co-founder of FeeDuck, a service that matches you as a consumer with a real estate agent at a better fee than they would have offered otherwise.